Right, well, I've just stepped outside the house. Just Peppy, who's desperate for water. Dogs don't wait for nothing, so I actually ain't interested. But Love Fresh has been taken down by the O2 network as of beginning of this week. We didn't realise, we weren't notified in any way. We noticed problems with the app. It wouldn't load data. We thought there was a problem with the test version we were building. We spent 3.5-4 days, the whole team, focused on bug fixing. Bugs that we couldn't find that didn't seem to exist that passed all the tests. Stupidly, and possibly because we're not all on O2, and I'm the recovering agoraphobic, don't forget, so I'm not out and about unless I'm going out to discover fresh local food, really, a lot of the time. And I've been inside working on the fresh. So I've been testing it on Wi-Fi and it's been fine. It's literally just when you use it on the your iPhone on the O2 network. The O2 network has been blocking us since Monday for being an adult content site, which blatantly we are not. We couldn't be clearer. We're completely open, transparent, a registered company in the UK. We are, we've published everything we're all about on the website. We're a live web presence. We're featured by Apple on the iTunes store for the first 2 weeks of our life. It's an amazing feat. We've been told by people that it's not common. We were thrilled when we got featured by Apple, but we didn't know how common it was. We just thought, you know, great, it's fantastic. We've had a lot of downloads. We've had around 17,500 at the last count a couple of days ago, and we're thrilled. But on Monday, we noticed the traffic dropping, and we just thought, well, it's Monday. People don't go food shopping on Mondays. Or they don't see lots of nice fresh local food on Mondays and Tuesdays. And it got to Wednesday and we're thinking, oh dear, you know, something dreadfully wrong has happened here. You know, this is a project we've worked 6 months on. We all gave up our jobs to build it. I didn't, I'd been ill for 2 years before, but I recovered from my mental illness to build it. But the other guys gave up jobs. One of them flew back from South Korea. We've had no funds, no income for all that time. We still haven't got raised funds because we haven't made that a priority. Maybe that's our mistake. But we wanted to build the code. Build the idea out so that we could run with it like we are doing. And what happens? We launch, we get this amazing featuring by iTunes on the front page. And then on the second week of our featuring, we get promoted to a double-sized graphic. One of only 4 spaces on the front page for a non-Apple application, and we're there. However, for half of the time we've been there, the app has been inoperable if you're on the O2 network. So yeah, I'm absolutely furious. I don't know what to say. I'm absolutely furious. I've just come from a long career in litigation and I ain't going back there, so people keep saying to me, soothing, you know, it's not going to happen. We've started Love Fresh out of a passion for fresh local food, not as some hunger for litigation. We just want people to know about us, and we want people who download the app to find that we haven't wasted our time designing so concertedly for a user experience that was double easy for anyone. And the last thing we needed was the app not to work when they first tried it. That's the antithesis of what we were building. So it's gutting, it's really devastating. 4 days of no operability of not only the app is devastating itself, but because they've stated us as a, or marked us as a porn site, they've banned the web app as well. So all the links that have gone out when people have checked in haven't been clickable for people unless they've gone in and authorised their iPhones to be over 18. Which, you know, I haven't done. I would never do. Why would I? I don't use my iPhone to look at porn. You know, I use it to communicate with people. So why would I need to authorise it for over 18? I actually don't want to authorise it for over 18. You know, I don't want this to be a porn. Poppy? No. I'm not in the mood for Poppy rolling in fox shit. Leave it. tonight, a worm. She's so funny, she's got a thing for worms, dead or alive. If they're dead, she rolls them, if they're alive, she eats them. Real boo to do this. I'm out. I'm now on the side of the field by the railway line, and but the most bizarre thing about it is I'm holding my iPad as a phone, because my phone's run out of batteries with all the tweets this afternoon, so I'm having to charge that. Besides, it's on O2, so I can't use my own app on it. O2 are now saying they'll fix it. They'll say, be sorry for the mistake, they'll fix it tomorrow morning when their servers reset. It just sucks. I don't understand how this that corporate censorship can happen in the UK without any kind of effect to the ruckus. You know, without any concern of the reckless effects it has on others. It's literally a quarter of our launch time on the iTunes store. Our total launch time, because I doubt we'll make the third week. It doesn't happen, I believe. We've been inoperable. And thought our service was failing because no one was coming to the site. But when you consider that O2 is the main iPhone network in the UK, that's not surprising. Yeah, so booing on my iPad. Anyway, that's all a bit strange. I hope you can hear me. It's the iPhone app I'm using, so it's not audio boost, by the way. I'm just using an iPhone app, but the iPad's not the easiest thing to hold when you're walking. I should just shut up, really. I'm just furious. You know, we've worked so hard, thrown everything into it, and had some good fortune at the beginning, good reception. People get us, and people see that what we're doing. We're building a framework, we're building a tool that, as it grows, can lead to real food change, or at least lead to communities feeling empowered, and the food producers in those communities feeling supported. You know, they're lofty goals, but that's not why you use the app. You use the app to find fresh local food and tell each other about it. You know, it's simple as that. And the benefits that come out of that, they just grow as the more it's used, and they benefit everyone. O2, you're bust. But we'll bounce back. We've got South by Southwest coming up. We've got an exciting event there. We're not just appearing at South by Southwest, we're taking part in a food and tech event. So we'll be out with chefs in the markets of Austin, coming back, cooking nice food, and documenting it all using the app, which will be great. Lots of photos, lots of audio, lots of different characters, and lots of different producers and suppliers around Austin, Texas, of great fresh local food and drink. So that's a highlight, and that's only 2 weeks away or less. But you really don't expect your own. They do our home, they do our broadband, they do my mobile phone, my wife's mobile phone. You don't expect that company, when it's all over the internet that you're the CEO of the company they're about to shut down and censor, to just shut down and censor you and not tell you and not do anything about it. Just do it. You know, screw what happens to the little startup that's desperately trying to attract people to see how much potential they have and how their goals are very, very worth pursuing. So, O2, I don't salute you, and I shall be moving all of my services away from you as soon as I can. Find the time in between trying to build a startup, no thanks to help from you guys.